Hi everyone, the Complex PTSD guy here. Today's title is Purging and Cleaning Up Your Space. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. So I wanted to do something in line with the coming of spring, which we'll be in a month or so. I'm doing some purging. I like to do purging about, I would say, 3 or 4 times a year. I did some purging probably in November or December, and I'm doing some now. So I'm literally today, I bought some soap and a bucket and some rags, and I got down on my hands and knees, and I cleaned my wood floors, and I cleaned the cabinets with some soapy rags and sponges, and just wanted a fresh, clean feel in the place I live in. I also use some aromatherapy to get my just a different vibe going on in the place I live in. And that felt really good. But I'm not just going to talk about purging and cleaning in relation to your physical home. I'm talking about purging and cleaning in relation to maybe some things that you need to let go of, or things I needed to let go of, and some things that I decided to actually physically purge from my home, that things I just don't use anymore. It's good to clean out your closets and make yourself some more space for things you do want. So one thing I'll start out with, besides actually cleaning my home, I stopped following a few toxic programs, and I won't say what they are. It's none of the reviews or recaps I did. I still watch those shows, and that's a different story, but the programs I decided to stop following, I guess you could say they're mostly reality TV shows. I've watched these shows for years and years, probably since almost about, I would say at least 15 years. Some of these shows I've been watching that long. And a lot of them, it's just a lot of drama and fighting, and they drink too much and they party too much, and it's just non-stop, you know, whatever's going to get your attention type stuff. And I recently was following a person on YouTube. Again, I won't say who this was, but I was following someone on YouTube, and they recap these shows. And they were doing like a collaboration with someone else who recaps these same types of shows. And it was really interesting because the person that I follow, whenever she was talking to these other people, they referred to the shows that she recaps as being garbage television. And it was interesting because they were saying this to her in a collaboration. You know, they were just kind of joshing around and joking and, you know, just chit-chatting. And one of them said, you know, these shows are really just garbage. And they said it in a lighthearted manner, not meaning to, like, offend the person. But I think the person actually found it offensive because it was almost as if they were saying she was garbage for being this big reviewer of the show, because you could kind of hear it in her voice after they said it. Her tone of voice kind of changed, and she was still trying to engage with them and collaborate and everything. But I found it so interesting that they called it that, because it made me see it for what it really is. And these reality shows, the ones that I'm not going to name, they really are just, it's garbage. It's garbage TV. And you might, you know, think, for years I loved it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting to watch, you know, wealthy people and see their homes and the way they lived. But it's just, it's fighting and it's drama, and it's all designed to be that way. So I just thought it was kind of interesting. So I actually, it was nice to get a different perspective, because it made me want to stop wasting my time watching them. Another thing that I was going to mention, getting a different perspective with the reviews that I've been doing has been so refreshing. So the reviews that I've done on my own podcast here about different movies and shows, like Absolutely Fabulous or I, Tonya and Flowers in the Attic, you know, doing those little reviews I've done recently, it reminds me a lot of when I was in college, and there were two separate classes I took, and this actually relates to complex PTSD. There were two separate classes I took that I learned how to get information into my long-term memory. So whenever I was doing these reviews of these movies and shows, I was basically typing out on my laptop different notes about the shows. And then whenever I did the review, usually there were three-part reviews, like for American Sniper. I basically put that movie into my long-term memory by doing that review. And that's exactly what we learn in college, is to do a two-page thought journal on the two chapters that you had read that week when I was studying history. And it basically gets the information into your long-term memory. So if anybody on here who's never heard those podcast episodes, I might do another one in the near future, because in one of the groups that I go to in my personal life, one of the people at one of those groups, he kept going on and on about how he really struggles with short-term memory problems. And his are much, I would say, worse than what mine technically still are. So it made me kind of want to review and kind of go back over how to improve your short-term memory issues by getting things into your long-term memory. But those reviews are a good example of that. So that's a positive thing that I brought to my life, is doing these reviews. And I'm not sure when I'm going to do another one, but I just wanted to say that if you're ever having trouble, you know, following a book or following something in school, for example, school's the big one, or maybe you're at a board meeting for work, if you really go back over, and even if you download an app like where you can record yourself and speak into, you know, a microphone and replay what you're going over, that's a great way to get things into your long-term memory. But anyway, I'll get back to the topic of purging. So another thing that I've been purging is I've stopped engaging with a certain substance in my life. It's legal. But I've stopped engaging with that. So for the past 3 weeks, I haven't engaged with it. I'm not going to say what it is, but it is legal. So it's not like I was doing something illegal, but I've stopped, putting my money to that and engaging with it. And I don't know if that's even a bigger part of why I've been so much happier lately, but the last month I've been much happier. And as I said in one of my other podcasts, I've also done other things that I think are part of that. Like, I started taking the bus route, which makes me feel more comfortable. If I ever need the bus, I know, you know, which one to get on at what time, and that, you know, the bus will take me to work and it'll bring me back home, which is such a simple little thing. But another reason I started using that is because of the Ukraine war. The gas prices have gone up to like $4.50 a gallon here in the United States. I don't know what they are in England. I know a lot of my listeners are from England. I don't know what the gas prices are there, or if that's affecting you guys. But everything to do with, you know, oil is always a big deal in politics in America. So we've had our prices go up. I've also, in regards to purging, in regards to the YouTube thing I already mentioned, there were several people that I subscribed to or used to subscribe to on YouTube. One of those people was kind of like political. It wasn't a politician, but they talked about political things from a certain perspective. Another one was that the person who talked about those reality shows that the other person referred to as garbage. And there's a few others. And I've basically just stopped subscribing to those people. One reason is my phone was constantly lighting up with notices about new episodes that they were putting out. And it was always the same thing. It was always, you know, let's talk about how much we don't like this about this episode, or let's talk about, you know, some little thing that's happening and make a huge deal about some political thing that's happening. And people have been talking about that for decades. I remember reading a newspaper from 100 years ago, and the same stuff that you hear about on the news nowadays, it's the same stuff they're talking about back then. So don't let it bother you. You know, it's all the same thing. It's been here in where I live, we have a museum about the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War, and then they have a big wall of all the newspapers and what they were saying about Abraham Lincoln. And it was the most vicious stuff you've ever heard. And it's the same thing now that they were saying back then. So, you know, don't get all bent out of shape or let someone warp your mind with whatever latest political opinion or fad is out there, because it's just not worth it. And then a big part of why I think I've also been happier lately is because in regards to purging, I've also been letting go of grudges, which apparently I had been holding on to more than I realized, because once I really kind of let them go, I just have feel like a wall was taken down. And one of the big things, and I will have to say I got this from watching Joyce Meyer, which I've mentioned in the past on here, basically letting people in my world who, and I'll just throw the example out there again. So the guy who was at the auto shop, I just feel like he makes other people's lives miserable. It's almost like he's so miserable. He just spreads it. He's like he just can't help himself. And when I learned how to, you know, just wish the best for him, and that hopefully he'll stop feeling the need to treat other people that way, that's all I can do. You know, don't seek out revenge. You know, don't let someone like that make you miserable. Obviously, when you've been through trauma, it's a little different. But in the end, if you hold on to that, it only hurts you. And I have to look at it in a different way and think, you know, wish him the best, because in the end, him treating people the way he's treating people, it's only going to hurt him. You know, so that's another thing I've purged, is holding on to things like that. And I just got to say, I've been so much happier. So if there's anything that you're needing to purge in your life, or things that you're wanting to clean up, you know, just take it bit by bit. I've been doing little bits over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and, you know, all these things have made me a lot happier. So I wanted to kind of go back over some of them. But if you have any garbage in your life, you know, just get rid of it, or, you know, separate yourself or set up some boundaries. Boundaries are huge. You know, just let people know what you will and won't do. I think I said on one of my podcasts not long ago, you know, I'm going to start telling people, you know, and this may sound huge to people. It may sound like nothing, but, you know, as long as people respect what you have to say and your opinion, that's all that matters. But I've decided I'm going to start telling people, you know, I don't let alcohol in my home anymore, because alcohol is technically a drug, and I don't want drugs in my home. You know, it may sound prudish. I don't care. It doesn't matter how it sounds. It's what I want, and this is my home. And, you know, however people handle it, they handle it. And it's not just alcohol. You know, it's marijuana. It's anything that is technically a drug that's not, you know, Tylenol or, you know, something that's, you know, more, I guess you could say, simple. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm just talking about things that make people hallucinate or delusional, or, you know, act out on in ways that they normally want to act out. That's what I'm talking about. But that's most of what I wanted to share today. And I also wanted to say that having those boundaries makes me feel so much better. And sharing them with people makes me feel a lot better too. But that's most of what I wanted to share. And I hope everybody has a good day. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.